Hello, everyone. This is Frank Bird at WPTO Radio. And in the studio today, we have a very, very special guest. With us this morning is Zhanna Golombenko. She is with the Moscow Ballet and with the Great Russian Nutcracker. This is coming to the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium on December the 8th. And with us this morning is Zhanna. Thank you so much for being here. And she is from Russia. And we're going to have, she told me to slow down, and I told her to slow down, too. So, well, Zhanna, thank you so much for being here with us and being here in Western North Carolina, too.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here and to work with the ballet schools to pick up the dancers for production of a Great Russian Nutcracker. So I'm very happy.
And you're here because, you know, the course of Nutcracker is coming, and you're working with a local dancing school there, the Center Stage Dance Studio. Michelle Lee's there in Asheville. And what it is, you pick or you have auditions basically for people and kids to be in the Nutcracker, right?
Yes, exactly. First of all, we are doing the audition. A lot of kids come, and then we make a casting. We spread the roles for them, so everybody get a role, like party kids, mice, snowflakes, snow maidens, and variations to participate with the soloist of Moscow Ballet.
Wow. So how many kids? About 40 kids for each production?
Oh, I have always different amount of kids. Normally it's like from 30 kids up to 100 kids who can take part in this production, because we have many spots for them, and it's nice to have many kids dancing very close to ballet dancers.
Mm-hmm. A once-in-a-lifetime event for them, I'm sure. And so this would be great for local kids, and you go around the country at different cities, and you have auditions, and the kids fill a lot of the parts. And I'm sure they're very, very excited at Asheville there at the Center Stage Dance Studio. And can you tell us more about the production?
It's a classical version of a Great Russian Nutcracker, music by Tchaikovsky, and they have beautiful handmade decorations and beautiful costumes for kids and for grown-up dancers. They have a very special version of a second act with the Dove of Peace, which is performed by two soloists with marvelous costume, with the big feather wings. So, and in all the rest, it's a classical version of this ballet.
I love the Nutcracker. I really do. Love the music. Love the dancers as well. And what do you have here? You know, you're going to have something like a 40-foot tall live Christmas tree on stage, something like that, that grows during the production. And also many different backdrops, too. These are all hand-painted backdrops, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. We have a Christmas tree which starts to grow at the mice scene when it's very scary moment. And we also have a lot of backdrops to have this production really very bright. And so we have many curtains made in Russia with very beautiful paintings on them.
I can't wait to see that. I'm sure it's absolutely beautiful. And how long does it take to go through all the auditions that you have? I guess it might vary per city, but how long did it take you here?
Normally, here I'm 3 days, and in most of the cities I'm 3 to 4 days. It's very fast process. I take an audition, then I'm leading all the rehearsals. I teach the choreography to the young dancers, and then I move on to another city.
All right. Where do you go from here, by the way?
I go to North Charleston in South Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else you would like to add to the show or what you're doing with the show?
I'm going to participate in the Great Russian Nutcracker as a soloist, and I will be happy to dance on stage and to see on this stage the kids whom I taught this choreography. It would be nice for me to meet with them again on stage.
I'm on stage with you, that would be really great, I bet, for the kids. And let's see, now this is coming up at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, and that will be on December the 8th, I believe, at 7 o'clock at Thomas Wolfe. And anything else, Jana?
Well, I think that that's all. I invite everybody for the Nutcracker to see this beautiful show, to listen music, and to see this real fairy tale that tells a lot of things.
It is a fairy tale. It really is a beautiful fairy tale. And folks, I'm sure you've heard the music, but you really need to see the dancers with it too. The dancers really tell the story, right?
Yes, exactly. The dancers, like grown-up dancers and the young dancers, all together they tell a story how young girl fell in love with her Nutcracker prince, and finally he became a beautiful prince, and she was so brave. So it's a big story, it's a big life story, and it can teach you a lot of things.
All right, well Jana, thank you so much for coming in today. Jana Golembenko, the soloist and audition director for the Moscow Ballet, and we wish you the best, and have fun while you're over here.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm enjoying here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jana Golembenko. And folks, put this on your calendar. That's Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, 7 p.m., December the 8th. A big thanks to Jana and all the people involved with the production, like with Michelle Lee, Center Stage Dance Studio as well, and the Moscow Ballet.